It's time for another installment of The Garden Guys with Ron and Tom. For all of your gardening needs, be sure to stop by The Granary, located at 217 North 1st Street in Decatur.
Well, hey, Ron, a new month started again. It's hard to believe how fast this year's going.
And we're just all looking forward to this planting time because everybody thinks, okay, the weather's going to change shortly here. Shortly turns into longly or whatever, and we still are waiting for warm planting weather.
Yes, it will be welcomed when it gets here. I know we saw some snowflakes just this week again, and I think we're all ready for that. I know my wife's been dreaming about the garden, she told me, so we're all anxious to get out in the garden and get our seeds planted and, start that garden growing. But, for those that might be a little overly anxious, now's the time of year that you could safely start some of your crops indoors and then transplant them once the weather gets a little warmer.
You bet you can. Even the warm weather crops. Usually you just go like to the middle of May, some of the last of the frost days, and then you count backwards, and just depending on how long it takes certain different seeds to get to that stage, you don't want to get them too big, too quick, because then they'll get tall and thin and spindly. And
of course, the cool weather crops, now is a great time to get those in the ground. I know they used to talk about planting some of the cool weather, especially potatoes, I believe, on Good Friday. But with Good Friday being at the end of April, we can certainly plant those cool weather crops right now.
You sure can. That's kind of followed everything up, isn't it, with Easter being so late. But I agree with you. Let's do these cold weather crops for sure. Your potatoes and your onions and some of the lettuces, spinach always works, and sometimes even leeks.
You know, my neighbor gave us some leeks, and Lisa made some soup last year, and that was really good stuff. I think we may try to plant some this year in our garden also.
We need to try a little more of that, too. So far, we tried once, but it was a bad year for us. We even have bad years. Well, Haystack had a little bad year with that, too, because their neighbor was interested in a lot of different things like that. And he always planted a lot of cold weather crops. And so he told Haystack's mother to come on down anytime and help yourself out of the garden. If they need a little something to finish a pot of soup or something. And then it came that time when the leeks were ready to go, and he says, well, come on down and get some. And so she went down and got some, and she told Haystack that she went on down there and she took a leek in the garden. And, oh, my gosh, Haystack just had a fit about that. He thought that wasn't proper.
Now, are you sure Haystack wasn't telling you an April Fool's joke?
Well, it wasn't April Fool's here now, but like we said when we were kids, April Fool's Day is past. You're the biggest fool at last.
So that's what you said on April 2nd, which is today. Is that right?
That's correct. We were kind of funny when we were kids, Tom, so, you know, what can I say?
And some of you grew out of it, right?
Some did. I don't know if I ever did, though.
Well, it's a great time to, like you mentioned, stop in and pick up your cold weather crops, get them in the ground. And if you'd like to go ahead and start your warm weather crops, you can do that too. I see you got racks and racks of all different kinds of seeds, organic seeds and hybrid seeds, and pretty much any variety and any type of seed that people want, they can find it here at the Granary.
You bet. We've got a lot of stuff here. And we want them to also want people to check in on our website, thegranary.net, and we'd like to encourage you to sign up, come on in and sign up for the email, too. Josh takes care of that, and it's very informative.
And, of course, if people maybe would like to get a head start in their gardening but don't know quite how to do it, you do some of that, too, so you can sell them some of their tomato plants that's already started, or okra, like we bought last year. We bought some okra that was already started, and you can do that starting for them. So once the weather gets nice, you can stop in and get your starts here at the Granary Greenhouse.
You betcha. We'll try and have everything that your little heart would desire.
And your tummy would desire, too.
There you go.
All right, Ron, well, what does Hopper have to say today?
He's kind of got a morning, what he call a morning prayer here. I'm sure a lot of you have heard it before. And he says, "Dear God, so far today I have done all right. I have not gossiped. I have not lost my temper. I have not been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, proud, or indulgent. I am very thankful for that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to be getting out of bed. Now may God bless you in your garden till we meet again."
And that wraps up this week's installment of The Garden Guys. Be sure to listen to The Garden Guys each Saturday morning on WZBD right before the 9:30 news. Brought to you by The Granary, located at 217 North 1st Street in Decatur.